lift up my voice.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we were looking at the benefits of joy, and we found out great things about joy. For instance, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and you need that strength to take on anything in the world. And then we also saw that we draw from the wells of joy salvation. That's a powerful one. And in His presence is fullness of joy. Joy is so powerful. It's a spiritual tool and a weapon against the enemy's best shot against your life. And we found out that the enemy, he brings confusion and he brings disruption. And he tries to get your focus off of God, the way he got Peter's focus off of Jesus when he was walking on the water, so that he looked at all the problems around him and then he began to sink and fall. And that's what the devil's trying to do in the world right now. Steal your focus, get it on the wrong place, get your attention in the wrong areas, so you can't focus on where you should be focusing on, and you will go down, as his plan is to harm your life. So we want to pick up where we left off on Friday and see exactly what this joy does. There's a few more things that we're going to see and find out about being in joy in Christ Jesus. So let's pick it up right now.
He's bringing so many different things to keep your focus and your attention off the main event. He's got you looking at all the little things, but the greatest show is taking place right in front of your eyes. And yet we're looking at all the little carnivals over here and the carnival over there, but the greatest show on earth is happening right in front of us. And he's got us looking all over the show like this. The devil, he's got us doing that. Like he had Peter walking on the water, looking at the greatest show on earth. He was looking at Christ. And then he said, no, look at the waves. Look at the wind. Look at the wind. Look at this. Look at that. And he went down. He is so sharp. He gets people looking at the minors instead of the majors. That's what he's doing now. All of this stuff here, it's all wrapped up in deception. Amen. Do I feel for Black Lives Matter? Of course I do. Do I feel for children being aborted? Of course I do. Do I feel for people that are homeless? Of course I do. I feel for all these people. But what they need, what we all need, is Christ. Only Christ can bring the peace we need. He said, I am the Prince of Peace. Everyone wants peace. Everybody on the planet wants peace. That's why the Antichrist is going to be so popular. Because he's going to come and form an alliance with with Israel and all the Arab nations. He's going to form that alliance, a 7-year treaty and agreement. And everyone's going to say, peace, peace. And they're going to rejoice. And he's going to give Israel the land on top there next to the dome. You know, next to Islam's second most holy site, right in Jerusalem. The first one is Mecca. He's going to give them permission to build the tent, the tabernacle, right here. Not the tabernacle, the temple. Thank you. And everyone's going to rejoice. This man is amazing. Peace. And they're going to be giving gifts. Bible says they're going to be giving gifts to each other all around the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the... We're going to be celebrating with Jesus at that stage. The groom takes the bride. When that's all going down, we're out of here. But then, after the 3 years of all of this taking place, 3.5 years, hell's going to break loose because he's going to sit in the temple. He's going to sit in the temple. The temple's not there today. They prepared to build the temple. He's going to give them permission to build it there. He's going to get an agreement with his people, and that's going to make everyone think, wow, this is the man. Make him the world leader. He will become the world leader. You understand? And then when they build the temple after 3 years, he's going to sit in the temple and he's going to proclaim to the world, I am God. And when that takes place, all hell is going to break loose. And you're going to say, thank God we're not here. But those poor people that are here, they're going to have to go through some stuff.
True.
Amen. And so it's there. It's coming. They're ready to build the temple. All it's going to take is this man of peace, as they call him. He's actually known as a man of perdition. He's a wicked man. And he's deceptive. See, he deceives people. Yeah. Can you see the deception right now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not talking about a certain party. Both parties, all parties, independents, all of them. When they speak, you don't know if they're telling the truth or a lie.
True.
You don't even know. There is so much deception coming out of everybody's mouth, coming out of all the news places you can get, out of all the media, out of all the television programs. There's just so much deception going on right now. Everyone's deceiving everybody. Amen. Everybody. And I'm telling you, they are. You can see it right now. Oh God, they'll promise you the world to get the vote.
Come on now.
Yeah. And when they got the vote, you don't get the world.
Come on.
Not the one they promised. It's deception, lies and deception. And yet, the devil's been super busy and he's turned this nation against itself. Like this. There's a divide right between in this nation. Crazy. He's brought this up slowly but surely. Slowly but surely, just getting worse and worse and worse. And now, my goodness. I've never seen a divide like this in this nation since I've been here. When I first came here, I was here a year, and bang, Twin Towers came down. I was here 2 years, and the Twin Towers came down. And everybody was like everybody's brother in this country. Everyone. Everyone was united. All had flags in their cars. You remember that? Every car had a flag flying. Everyone was patriots at that time. It was brilliant. I thought, wow. I truly have arrived in the land of milk and honey. And in that time, think about the time. That was 2001. It's 2020 now. 19 years, 18 years. Since 2016, in actual fact. Right? 15 years. There's been chaos and divide, division in this nation. Division like we've never seen. What is that all about? The devil knows the kingdom cannot stand against itself and still remain. A country cannot stand against itself and remain. He spoke those words. He said a house cannot stand against itself and stand. Even the devil, Jesus said, even Satan himself cannot stand against himself and stand. Amen. That's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to get America, because America, no matter what anyone says, is the greatest country on the planet. Next to Israel, I've always stand with Israel, but the strongest, the wealthiest, the freest country on the planet is America. Why do you think everybody from every nation in all over the world is trying to get in here?
True.
If we were that bad, why are they trying to get in here in boatloads?
Come on now.
Why would everyone be trying to get into America? Because it's a land of the free and the brave, and it's a democracy. But it's changing. It's changing very rapidly right before our eyes. And he's brought this division. My God, he's brought division into this nation. Think about 2001 to today. Sure, it's crazy. Isaiah 26, verse 19. Out of the New Living Translation, he says, but those who die in the Lord will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. If you've got loved ones and they knew Christ, They are alive and they will sing with joy. For your life-giving light will fall like dew on your people in the place of the dead. Even those that receive Christ have been put under the ground, or even if they were cremated, whatever the story is, they will sing with joy. They're going to rise up again and sing with joy. You tell me which other person can claim that. Which God can do that? There ain't another God. It's God, our God. Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit, God the Father. Only He can get the dead to rise again. And let me tell you what, it was documented when Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead. When Jesus stopped that briar and raised that one from the dead. When the little 12-year-old girl was dead, He raised her from the dead. It's documented, but people refuse to believe that. They will believe anything by what's his name? He had his hand in here, the Frenchman. Napoleon. They will believe it. They weren't there, but they believe everything they read. But you read all about Jesus. They weren't there either, but they won't believe it. Sure. The devil. They let you believe Napoleon, but not him. They let you believe all these guys in the Roman times.
It's true, Pastor. Come on.
Et tu, Brutus. We all believe that, but we won't believe Jesus. Why? Because the enemy is against the word of God. But only God, only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our God that we know, that sent Jesus His Son to die for me in my place, only He can say the dead in Christ will rise and sing with joy. Amen. Come on. I know when I get to heaven, I'm going to see all of my loved ones that had Christ in their lives, and I'm going to be rejoicing. Amen. Let me give you one more. Okay, joy. We're talking about joy and the benefits of joy. And joy is connected to the anointing. There is the oil of joy. Everyone say the oil of joy. You see, God doesn't want us to be a moping bunch of people with walking around all beat up. After what He did for us, after what Christ did for my life, and I can walk around dejected and down and griping and complaining. Slap yourself. You need to get yourself by the neck, shake yourself a little bit and say, shut up and stand up and step out and walk right. I'm telling you, if you're one of those kind of people, always wrong, always grumping, moaning, everything's bad, get saved.
Amen.
Or actually understand your salvation and get into the joy, because I've got the joy from the wells of salvation. We should be joyful. Regardless of what's going on, God said, listen, trials and tribulations you're going to have. He said, but the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. And then He said, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers you out of all your trouble. If I believe that, why would I not be in joy? Why would I not be joyful? I'm in the middle of a problem. They want to take my house. I'm going bankrupt. I've got this sickness hit my body. But I believe God said He will deliver me from every trouble I'm facing. Well, this is one of the troubles. He's delivering me. If I believe that, I would be full of joy.
Amen.
Paul and Silas sitting in the prison. Paul knew God said, you're going to Rome. He knew he was getting out of there. He knew the word of God. He knew what God told him. When he was on the ship, he said, they were all going to drown and die on the boat, remember? And the angel spoke to him and said, not one of them are going to die. They won't lose a hair of their head. He believed it. He said, hey guys, listen. He believed. And it came exactly as he said. So if we can get to that place, we can actually get the anointing. Watch it, Hebrews 1:9. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O God, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. Talking about Jesus. But 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, He that has anointed you is Christ. And also in Romans 8:11, if Christ is in me and I'm in Christ, He says, He that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. The same Spirit, the same anointing is in us. So we've already been anointed with the oil of joy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at